So Tana Dvei Elio in Perek Aleph Simin Vav. So Elio Navi is still darshaning the pasuk which we spoke about in previous weeks. Yomim Yutzaru V'loi Echabahem. That Hashem made many days, but the day which belongs to Him, one said Yom Kippur, one said Shabbos. So Elio Navi says this time that this day which belongs to Hashem Yisbarach is the Yom of Goig L'Asalava. That day of the Asalava in the time to come, that there will be that battle of Klal Yisrael in Goig U'Magoig, that day belongs to Hashem. So he says, L'fisha Olam Hazeh Do'en Milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Bal HaBayis. This world of ours, to Hashem, is like a balabas. Shesachar Poyalim U'Ma'ayim Bahem L'Misho'i Salamitai. That Hashem hires workers, that the balabas hires workers to go around and to see who is doing his work la'amitai, truthfully. As the Yeshua Yaakov here in his Perish writes, loy made va'isa lishma. That Hashem hires workers and he wants to know who is doing his work lishma, for the right reasons, for the right purpose. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Eine Hashem heima mishaitetim chal ha'aretz. That Hashem's eyes, they float around the world. And this pasuk, says Eliyahu HaNavi, is coming to teach us that Hashem has workers, and He has workers which He hires to go around to see who's working truthfully for the king, for the balabas. Yet, Echad she'oyisa la'amitai, nevertheless, those who do lishma, ve'echad she'eina oyisa la'amitai, even those who don't do lishma, hakol mesukun lefana lasuda, everybody will be rewarded in that delicious feast. Of course, that's just a mashal. Lasalavoi. Everybody will have to be able to be partaking in that suda lasalavoi. At the tzaddikim, this midah, this inyan of doing our Torah and mitzvahs lishma, especially in many chadarim where the chassidim was an ikar, a very, very big ikar. And the greater the mensch, the greater the tzaddik, the true measure of a tzaddik in Pinimis HaTorah is measured by not how much he knows or how much he does, but the intentions in which he does it. Speaking before of David Lelever, we spoke about his first interaction as a youngster with Rabbi Elimelech, but his first coming to the name of Elimelech, there's two stories, but one of them is along these lines of this teaching by Eliyahu HaNavi. When he first came to the Noam Elimelech, he came on the Shabbos, and the Noam Elimelech, as soon as he took a look at him, he told the Hasidim, he says, this Yid is famished, he's mabubal. So don't let him come close to the Tish. So Rav Lelever, he came, of course he didn't know that, and he tried coming close to hear the Torahs of the Rebbe. And every time he tried coming, so then the chaverim, they pushed their way in and they bumped him out. Didn't know what was going on. And every time he tried to come around to the other way, so it was impossible. And this happened Friday night, and it happened Shabbos day. When it came Shalosh Shudas time, so he tried to get close, and there was nobody there, and he came close. And this is what he heard the words of Noam HaMelech. He said, if a Jew spends his whole life doing Torah mitzvahs, and he does them, but he doesn't do it lishma, he says, even the lowest places in Gehenna aren't enough for him. Yeah, he said. And when he heard those words, and he understood that he came, he was allowed to come that close, and he was able to hear that, he knew that the Noam HaMelech was talking to him. When Shabbos was over, so he tried to come to Noam HaMelech, and the chevrim, they tried to get in front of his way. So Noam HaMelech said to the chevrim, he's not mavuvel anymore. Let him come in. That was his first meeting with the Noam HaMelech. Of course, we can't hold ourselves to high standards, and you should just know that the tzaddikim, their whole lives, they never felt that they had ever reached levels of doing mitzvahs lishma. And that's how many tzaddikim types, the memory that Chazal say, La'olam yasik adam b'mitzvah shalai lishma. Shemitech shalai lishma shalai lishma. The statement of Chazal is, forever, forever, your whole life, do mitzvah shalai lishma. And they themselves used to say, the Nemelech himself used to say, that if a Jew ever thinks in his lifetime that he actually accomplished a mitzvah lishma, then it's a simon that he hasn't done anything lishma. Because the depth of what this means, lishma, is apparently it's mamsh ein sof. And by the great tzaddikim, like the Nemelech Melech and the disciples of Nemelech Melech, this was what was mavchen between great people and not great people. Not how much there is to do. It was the purity of intent. Which is why when Shmuel HaNavi came to look for the next king, and he saw all the children of Ishai, and he took a look at David HaMelech, and he passed him right away. And Hashem said to Shmuel, he says, you see with your fleshy eyes, you only see Leinai, but I see into the heart of David HaMelech, and I see that this is the next king. And the reason why he was chosen to be the next king was because you see throughout Tehillim, David HaMelech, that he was mamish shofer d'mayis shlish, that he should be zeichet to do mitzvahs l'shma, do mitzvahs l'shma. And that was the heart of the melech. That's the heart of the king. The heart of the Jewish king is a heart that of a tzaddik, a pure tzaddik, a real tzaddik in Klai cells, is a person that he's working very hard. And not that he should do. Of course, the person has to do, and he has to be miyagiyah, mishtadla very much. But he should have a goal in mind when he does. That every mitzvah which he does, he should try to do it for the sake of the king, for the sake of Hashem. And it should be a whole life of moving forward and doing more, for the sake of forever purifying the Nekudah Lishma. We should be Zeichet, the Servant of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Tarli Beinu Le'av B'Chabiyanis.